The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Parsha begins by saying, "In bechukesai teilechu ves mitzvosai tishmaru v'asisem esom," that if you will walk in my statutes, and you will guard my mitzvahs, and you will do them. Rashi explains, what does it mean in Chukaisai Teilechu? Does that mean that you shall fulfill my mitzvahs? It says later, Ves mitzvosai tishmeru, that you shall guard my mitzvahs. Harekim mit mitzvahs omer. So what does it mean, Bechukaisai Teilechu, shetiu amelim b'teir? That you should labor, if you will labor in Torah. Then we have start to see all of the brachas. V'nasati gishmeichem b'itom, I will give you your rains in the proper time, and so forth. A little further we see, in Pasuk Yudalid, v'im leos yishmuli, v'leis asu eis kol ha-mitzvos eila. If you will not listen to me, and you will not do all of the mitzvos. Rashi again explains, what does it mean, v'im leisi shmuli, v'im lo liyeis hameli b'torah, if you will not labor in Torah, and then from that will lead one thing to the other, you will not do my mitzvahs, in b'chukai sati mo'asu, and then you will reject my statutes, and they will become ma'us to you, and so forth. Then it states, afani eses eis lachem, I will also act like this to you, v'fkarati aleichem, and I'll bring upon you, and here we have all of what we call the teichoches, the rebukes. We have the klolos. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, says, when we're speaking of brachas that come to a person, what do we see from this? It comes if a person labors in Torah, fulfills mitzvahs, walks in the ways of Hashem. Heaven forbid when we see klolah come, it comes from the lack of labor in Torah, the lack of fulfillment of mitzvahs, the lack of walking in the way of Hashem. Many times we think that things that happen are mikra kora. They just happen. They're at random. We read about great tragedies, heaven forbid. We read about upheavals, wars, drought, famine, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, and so forth and so on, both in a international scope, a national scope, or even at the personal level. The Ramban says a person has to realize, and he says this is the yisod, the sheirish of emuna, this is the foundation of belief in Hashem and the entire Torah, that when bracha comes the way of a person, it's because of the mitzvahs that he does. And when, heaven forbid, bracha does not come the way of a person, then it's because of the lack of mitzvahs, the lack of the study of Torah, and so forth. It is true we find that the Gemara brings sometimes yisurim, affliction comes upon a person, and the Gemara says, therefore you fashbish b'maisov, you must ask yourself, why is all of this coming upon you? If it's because he is not fulfilling mitzvahs, he's not learning, fulfilling mitzvahs, he's doing averus, then that's the answer. The Gemara goes into what happens if the person is fulfilling mitzvahs and he still sees affliction coming upon himself. So there the Gemara says, Yitle b'bitul teira, most likely because he's not learning enough, not laboring enough in Torah. But this is also, this is the possibility of learning as much as you can. So then the Gemara says, it's Yisurin Shalavu. There's times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyasir someone, he brings affliction to a person. And it's not because it's a teiris einish, it comes as a punishment or a failure for doing something, but rather Yisurin Shalavu, where there's purpose in it to improve him, to make him better. And this we've spoken on at length at other times. We're not going to speak on it this evening. But here the Ramban is referring to brachas that come upon a person and affliction and punishment that comes upon a person, where we cannot interpret it as Yisurin Shel Avo, as it's for the person's own good. There he says that one should not think it's just bechinum, it's just coming. Because from here we see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want brocha? Im tishmoli. If you'll listen to my Torah. Lo tishmoli. You know, if you will not listen to my Torah, then heaven forbid there is all the rebuke. And the Ramban says as follows. Just as when we see open miracles, when we went out of Egypt, we attribute them to the Almighty, so Adam made a Benisim Anistorim. From there we must also realize that all of the Nisim Anistorim, all of the concealed miracles, which take place every day for a person, in the Meidim Anachnu Loch we say, the Nisim that you do for us every day, Shehem Yisrael HaTorah Kula, Shein La'odim Chelet B'Teiris Meisha Rabbeinu Achan Namin. Now this is the foundation of the entire Torah, and a person does not have a chelik, he does not have a portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, unless he believes in this. B'chol dvareinu mikoreinu shekulam nisim, that everything that comes a person's way, it's not random, but they're all miracles. Ein b'hem teva u'minhoge shel elam. It's not just the natural course of events. Or is it just the pattern of the world? Bein berabim, bein biyochid. Whether it's something which happens to the many or the individual. But what is it dependent on? If you fulfill Hashem's mitzvahs, there will be reward. Yamar aleihem. If you do not, then heaven forbid yachriseno onshei. Then the punishment will cut a person down. Hakol b'gzeiris elyon. All in accordance to the decree of Hashem. And he says kasher yovel b'yudei haTorah b'inyan habrachot v'haklolos. And then he refers to our parsha. He brings also, for example, the fact that our land in Eretz Yisrael is still lying in ruin in many, many cases. We shouldn't think it's just the natural course of events, but the Omru Kol HaGoyim Al Me Oso Hashem Kocha Loretz Azos. All of the nations will ask, why has Hashem done this to this land? We omru al asher ozvu es brisi Hashem lekei aveisom. Shisparsim adov lachol umesh. This will be made known because we forsook the covenant of Hashem. And when imyetz Hashem, the land will come back to its fullness. Then it states, v'rohu kol ami oretz ki shem Hashem nikro alecho. All of the nations of the world will see how close Israel is to Hashem, that they fulfill his mitzvahs. So what he's saying, the bottom line, is Hakol b'mishpat, Hakol b'gzeira. And we should not think, see, generally when we hear of things, kach min hoge shel olam, this is the way it goes. Many times the scientists will tell you that this tragedy has come to the world because of the various faults in the land or whatever it might be. We'll speak a little more about this in a minute. So this is what the Torah is laying down here. Im bechukeisai teilechu, then there'll be all of the brochas. Im bechukeisai leiteilechu, then heaven forbid there'll be the rebuke. The Medrash Rabbah brings this pasuk, a pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Kufyutes. Kufyutes is the kapitel where Dovra Melech praised Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the entire Torah with the Aleph Beis, 8 psukim with the Aleph and 8 psukim with the Beis. So in the Cheses he said, Chishavti Drochai V'Oshiva Raglai Elei Dosecha. I would calculate which way to go, and then I would set my sights and my feet to go towards your Torah. What was the calculation? Chishavti drochai v'oshiva raglai elai dosecha. I made a calculation, I made a cheshbon, which way I should walk, and then I would direct my feet towards your Torah. What was the cheshbon? What was the calculation of Dovra Melech? So the Medrash says as follows. First it says, Rafuna b'shem Ravach Omer chashavti machnus chorin shel mitzvahs v'hefseidon shel averus. The person always has to calculate the gain that he'll have from doing the mitzvah and the loss he'll have from the avera. Well, David HaMelech used to calculate that here. And he would always set his sights to go towards Torah. Nachman chasno, he says, I would make the calculation that you said that if we will walk in your statutes, what is written afterwards? V'nosati shalom b'aretz, I will give peace to the land. If you will not listen to me, then we have all the yisurim, the afflictions. Choshavti means cheshbon. Cheshbon means actually a mathematical calculation. I used to make a mathematical calculation, David HaMelech said. Choshavti brochas and choshavti klolis. Brochas me aleph atof. These brochas start with an aleph and they end with a tof. They start with an aleph as it states im bechukei saitei lecho. So it starts with an aleph. It ends with a tof, because the last of the brochas is in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it states, "Va'eleich eschem komem yus," and I will lead you upright to your land. The last letter of komem yus is a tof. So it starts with an aleph and it ends with a tof. Choshavti klolis. Then I made a calculation of the klolis. The klolis starts with a vov. Ve'im le'sismuli. And where did the klolis end? The klolis end by revi. Pasuk mem vov. Ela achukim v'mishpatim v'teres ha'shenosan Hashem b'nei v'in b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai b'yad Meshe. The last letter of Meshe's name is a hey. So the klolis start with a vov and end with a hey. The brachas start with an aleph and end with a tof. Goes through the entire aleph base. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward, he gives it with a full hand. The entire Aleph Beis. When he gives punishment, he doesn't give with a full hand. It goes from the Vav to the Hey, from just one letter to a second letter. From Vav to Hey is only one letter. The brachas he gives, that's the entire world. It's endless. The Aleph Beis represents the entire world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Aleph Beis. The Klolos, it starts with the Vav, Vim Bechukai Seitei Lechu, and ends with the Hey, Vav to Hey. One letter. And even that one letter is written backwards. It should be Hey to Vav. Instead it's written Vav to Hey. But what does that represent? So the Medrash says, Zechisem Harini Haifech Lem Klolos Lebrachis. Even those klolos that I give you, that are so small, if you will be Zeicher, if you will do tshuva, you will do mitzvahs, Zechisem, then I will change it. Just like it's written backwards, the Vav to the Hey, I will turn it around into brachas. Say, Masaiki Tishmuru Estei Rossi. When you guard my Torah, as it states, in Bechukai Saitei Lechu. Incidentally, the first condition that's mentioned here, in Bechukai Saitei Lechu, that's what Rashi says to you, Amelim B'Torah, labor in Torah. So we see that labor in Torah is the Sheirish HaKol, is the source of all goodness. Comes from a person laboring in Torah. Because when he labors in Torah, then this will bring him to the fulfillment of Torah, and it will bring him to all of the mitzvahs. And the same thing in its contrast, where it says, if you will not labor in Torah, then heaven forbid is the contrast. What is the first bracha mentioned? V'nosati gishmeichem be'itom. V'nos noha oretz. Yevula, the Itzasod Yitain Pivya. I will give rain in its proper time. The land will give forth its fruit. The trees will give their fruit. The first bracha that's mentioned is rain. This, we're speaking here of physical brachas. The Rabban explains that Gisamim, rain is the first of all of the brachas. Because when we speak of physical brachas, the greatest physical bracha, which from there comes other brachas, is the panos shel adam. And this starts with gshomim. This starts with rain. And that's the shedish that becomes the source of all further brachas. So we must have a lot of derech eretz for the rain. Actually, it was mentioned just the other day that there's been rains in certain parts of the country. And this time of year is not the best thing. But they quoted, they say, farmers say there's no such thing as bad rain. And with rain, always something has to be good. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Tainus says that Maskirin Gevures Gishamim. We mentioned the Gevures, it calls the rain the Gevures. Gevures means the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned that by Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Shemein Esrei, in the Baruch of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Gemara asks why. And why is it called Gvurais? So the Gemara says, because she yodin begvura. It comes with such force, it comes with such strength. If one could calculate how much water falls in a rainstorm throughout the world, throughout the state. Here we're speaking of the greatest miracles. And this rain comes and brings fruit to the land, and which brings parnosa to the person. And even if he's going to eat meat which doesn't grow in the land, but the cattle need grass, they need grazing, and that comes from the rain. And clothing is made from this. Esik dulei sarein chekev v'niflo sarein mispor ha'nesin motar al penei oretz v'sholeach mayim al penei chutzais. It compares the rain to the creation of the world. And then the Gemara brings Gimel maf toches b'yodi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo nimsor b'yad shliach. There are three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives to an angel, but he keeps it for himself. Ve'ilu hein mafteach shel kshomim, the keys to the heavens for the rain. Mafteach shel chayo, the key of birth. Mafteach shel tchiyas hameshim, and the key to the resurrection of the dead. How do we know? Because by rain it states, Yiftach Hashem locho aseitzer atei, v'seshomayim lotzeis matar arzecho bi'itei. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up the heavens. When it comes to the giving of life, v'yishka lehim es rochel, v'yishma eleho, elehim v'yiftach es rachmo. By Rochel it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her cries, and he opened up her womb. By Tchias HaMesim it also states, Yidatem ki ani Hashem b'pischa es kfurei seichem b'marova, I will come to open up your graves. And from here we see the level. Morale brings, what is the common denominator between these three things? Because these three things are all life. Chaya, the giving of birth, that's life. Tchias HaMeisim is life. Kshamim is life, because it brings life to the world. And the level of life is higher than all of the Malachim, because the Malachim can't give life. They themselves have to come unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu for life. So how can they give life to someone else? See. The only one that can give life is the one who is the source of life. There is no angel that's the source of life. So therefore this he cannot give to an angel. This is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So therefore, Gishomim is the beginning of the physical brachas. What has to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It was very interesting. It was, I believe it was, when was it last year? It was last December. A year ago, before December. A year and a half ago. This country was suffering one of the greatest droughts in history. And the dams were at their lowest levels. The Val Dam, I believe, was something like 9% full. This is an enormous dam. That the majority of the water of the Transvaal comes from that system. And 9%. And they said it uses up 1% every month. And if there wouldn't be rain that summer, and then there's no rain in the winter, they were looking forward to a national tragedy. And then they said that even if it would rain continually for a year or two, it would never fill it up. It's so big. And we went through a whole dry season, enormously dry season, and then the summer came, the summer months, October, November, a little rain, not much, and things were looking very bad. And the farmers said that according to the farmer's almanac, there'll be another dry season. As I mentioned to people this Gemara, what farmer's almanac? The farmer's almanac is in control of the rains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the rains. Any rate,
the story I told over several times. We went to America. I went to America then for 2 weeks in December. It started to rain just before I left. And I went for 2 weeks and then came back. And then I went with my Rebbetzin to the coast, watching the news on television. They're having a celebration tomorrow. They're opening up the sluice gates of the Val Dam. If they work, they haven't opened them up in years, because if it's over 100% full, in a matter of 3-4 weeks, it filled up in an overflow. And this was the same situation with the rest of the dams in the country. Incidentally, just yesterday on the news, I heard that the Val Dam, they issued a warning that they got to open the sluice gates more, so warning to the people down further the river, because the Val Dam was something like 110% full. Okay. And this is, you cannot measure that miracle. And this is what the Rabban is saying. This is not minhoge shel elam. This is not just happens. See, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbeinus. It states on the brocha of rain, v'nasati gishmeichem bi'itom. We can make two observations here. Firstly, why does it say v'nasati gishmeichem? I will give your rain, and then bi'itom in its proper time. It should say v'nasati gishomim. I will give rain. The Medrash says, Gishmeichem. Actually, this is, the Medrash says, Gishmeichem. No, I will give your rains in its proper time. Firstly, what does it mean, proper time? Not only in the right seasons, that for sure. Because rain in the wrong seasons, look, even if the farmers say there's no bad rains, but it's not the best rains. So rain in the seasons, but bi'itom, Rashi says even more. See, Rashi's bringing from the Medrash. Bi'itom means, he brings, where is it? The Medrash brings, see, rain makes some people happy, but some other people doesn't make happy. If someone says traveler, he's not happy when it rains. If you have to go work in the fields, you're not happy. So the Medrash brings, first of all, a good time for rain is Friday night. Actually, preferably after we come home from shul. It's Friday night. Late Friday night. Because nobody travels Friday night. Shabbos. Then the Medrash also says, the rains will come at night, and then in the morning the sun will come up, and the early sun will dry the field, so the workers can go out to the field. If it comes during the day, they won't be able to go out to the field. So that's bi'itom. What does it mean, v'nosati gishmeichem, your rains? One second. Le gishme kol arotzes. I will give your rains at good time, but not the rains of the other field, of the other lands. Eretz Yisrael, when you fulfill all of the mitzvahs and you'll all be back, we'll all be back in Eretz Yisrael, so the rains of Eretz Yisrael will be blessed, not the rains of the other land. I, the Gemara, the Medrash says, Mani mekayim v'nivruchu b'chol kol mishpachei sa'adoma v'zarecho. It states that all the lands will be blessed from Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there'll be brocha in Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the lands will not have brocha. They will come to Eretz Yisrael to buy crops, like in the time of Yosef with Egypt. So they will have what to eat because of the schus of Eretz Yisrael. This is what is meant, v'nivruchu b'cho, kol mishpachei sa'adoma. All will be blessed because of you. And it'll be a double brocha now for Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael will become wealthy by selling the crops. As it states, for Yilakei Joseph is kol hakesef. Just like Yosef gathered up all of the wealth. If Hashem would give rains all over, Eretz Yisrael will only gain with rains. If he gives rains only to Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael gains the rains, and then they'll have so much crops left over they can sell to the rest of the world, and then they will become exceedingly wealthy also. So this is what it means when Osati Gishmechem, your rains, Be'itom. What do we see from here? We see from here that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a brocha, these types of brochas, many of these brochas, it's explained in the Medrash and also in the Rabban, are referring to the time of the Mashiach. Others are referring to the time of Gan Eden. Others, some brachas are even referring to Olam Haba. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, when we're ready for the bracha, his bracha is perfect and it encompasses many brachas. There's no lacking, and he gives a full bracha. So by Eretz Yisrael, it will mean that they will score many times over. Then also, it states, Be'etz hasodeh yitein piryeh. The Teres Kahanim brings. What does it mean that the Eitz HaSodeh Yitain Piryeh, that the trees of the field will give forth their fruit? This is in Teres Kahanim in Os Hay. The trees of the field will give forth to their fruit, not the way they do it now, but the way they did at the time of Adam HaRishon, the first man. And even the eights, even the wood, will be edible, because it says eights are so that you take care of. The even trees that never gave forth fruit before will give forth fruit. Minayin sha'af ilonei sorak asidi b'leis eisim peiros. Tamalema ve'etz hasodeh yitein piryeh. All the trees of the field will give forth their fruit. The further it states, Further it states, Vishbati Chayoro Mino Oretz, that I will remove the evil animals from the land. The Teres Kahanim brings, what does that mean? Reb Shimon Aimer, not that they will be removed from the land. Reb Yehuda says they will be removed totally. Reb Shimon says no. Me shivoson shele yozuku. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make all of the wild animals where they will not be mazik. Emosai hu shvoche shel mokam. Bizman shein mazikin or bizman sheish mazikin vein mazikin. What's a greater praise? In other words, what's a greater perfection? If there are no animals that can damage in the world, or if there are animals that can damage, but they will not damage, they will not harm. V'cheinu ha'eme mizmo shili em ha'shabas l'mash bish mazikin min ha'ilam mash bishin shili aziku. Mizmo shili em ha'shabas, that in the world to come, or after the perfection of the world, it'll be like Shabbos. They will be Shabbos. They will rest from hurting other people. And then it brings the psukim, Gor Zevim Keves, the wolf will sit down with the sheep, Nomrin Gedi, the leopard with the goat, the eagle in Kfiru Meiri Yachtov, the lion and the calf, and a Narkot Negbom, and a small lad will be leading them all. Now, the Ramban explains as follows. He says that many of these brachos bring back the world to the level when it was at the time of Adam HaRishon. The world was not created at that level, so that level should be lost. When Adam HaRishon was created and they were still in Gan Eden, there was a world of perfection. It states all of the animals were his servants. His greatest servant was the Nochosh, the snake, the serpent. The serpent he used to call sin anywhere, and the serpent, Ormi Kolachayas, he was so clever and intelligent, he used to go and gather up precious pearls and stones for Adam and bring them back to him. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not create that level that it should be lost. The world fell from that level when Adam was chayte, the first man sinned, and they were driven out of Gan Eden. But those levels will be returned when the world will be returned to perfection. And that's through the Amelus in Torah and the Shmiras HaMitzvos. And he says something else which is of great interest. This that we find that animals, we have the laws of nature. The laws of nature is that one animal lives off another. You have the lion and the wolves, they'll eat the deer. He says this is not the way the world was created. The fact is, when the world was created, all the animals and even man only ate from the vegetables, from the yerek hasodeh, from the vegetation of the field. When man was given permission to eat meat, he said the animals were not. They were supposed to carry on, continue eating in vegetation. He says they learned how to kill each other to eat. That they learned from the Shvichas Damim of man. When man started to sin and it started to kill, they learned how to kill. And they started to kill each other for prey. And from there was Nimshach, from there evolved. They learned Akshorius. They learned cruelty. And this was again all from man. And from there evolved that they learned cruelty against men. They started to become men's enemies. But this is not how the world was created. So therefore, Hishbati Chayorim in Oretz, I will withdraw the evil animals from the earth. So one Tana says entirely that Reb Shimon Eiman, now I will return them to their original nature, where they will again eat from the vegetation of the earth and they will live in peace with man and they will become man's servants. From here we see that the acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are perfect. If there are evil acts in the world, that comes from man. That's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's acts himself. Even when it comes to the kingdoms of the animals. Says further, V'achaltem lachmechem l'seva v'nosati shalom ba'oretz. You shall eat your bread with satisfaction, and I will give peace in the land. What does it mean, you shall eat your bread with satisfaction? Rashi brings from the Teres Kanim, Echol kima v'hum yisborach b'meyov. You will eat a little and it will be blessed in your stomach, v'achalti lachmachem l'seva, where it will be satisfied. The Gurai, the Maral in the Gurai says, why does the Teres Kanim say that? Because otherwise it's a pshita. We just had all kind of psukim here of how abundant all the crops will be. So we know you won't go hungry. So what does it mean, v'achaltem lachmechem l'seva, that you shall eat your bread with satisfaction? How can it be otherwise? So what it's telling us is different. It's telling us a good point. There's abundance and there's satisfaction. Abundance will be, hungry you won't be, because after such rains and after such brochas of the fruit and of the trees, there'll be plenty to eat. So abundance will be and hunger there will not be. But there's another brocha, and that's the brocha of seva, of satisfaction. Many times a person eats a little and he's so satisfied. Other times he eats a lot and he's not satisfied. That's another brocha. And that's this bracha. After you have everything, you won't have to eat so much to be satisfied. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha, v'achaltem lachmechem l'seva, that you will eat your bread with satisfaction. And that's what Rashi brings from the Teres Kanim, Eichel Kima. You'll eat just a little, v'mesborach b'meyov, and it will be blessed in your stomach. What is this bracha of satisfaction? If a person eats and he's not satisfied, it either means that he didn't eat enough. Sometimes he eats a lot and he's still not satisfied. It means that something is still lacking. There is something lacking in the food that is not bringing him satisfaction. When he is satisfied, this means there is nothing lacking. It's perfect. And just as we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'asim are perfect. So when the world is not at a level of perfection, there you will find the lack of satisfaction. See? Because if it's not shalem, if it's not perfect, it's going to be lacking. We can lack in quantity, we can lack in quality, but it's lacking. So therefore you can eat a little and be hungry, you can eat a lot and still something is not satisfying. But when the world will be in its perfection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is perfect. So you will have the brach of seva. You can eat a little and you will be fully satisfied. Now this word seva, that's the same word as shiva. Seven. And shiva actually comes from the word sevia, to be satisfied. And Shabbos is Yom HaShvi, the seventh day. And that's a day of satisfaction. Why? For the first 6 days, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was lacking. The Medrash asks, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the seventh day for? It says everything he wanted to make he made in the 6 day. So what did he need the seventh day for? And it states seventh day was part of the creation, because it says Vayechalel Kim B'Yom HaShvi. Only with the seventh day did he finish the creation. So the Medrash answers, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything he wanted to, the world was still lacking. What was it lacking? It was lacking menucha. It was lacking shalom. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha, bo shalom. What is it showing? That with Shabbos came the totality of the creation. Until then it was still lacking. And that's why came the menucha, because menucha is when you work and you work and you work because there's still what to do. Then after you finish, you stop. And the shalom. So Shabbos itself brought satisfaction to to the world. That's why it was on Yom Shvi, and Shvi is from the word Sphia. And that's this bracha. From here we can understand the second thing, because it would, immediately after it states, "Bechaltem lach mechem l'seva," then it goes into the bracha of Shalom. "Vishavtem lavetech ba'atzechem," you can sit with security in your land. "V'nosati shalom ba'oretz," and I will give peace in your land. "Ushchaftem ve'ein machri," then you go to sleep and you don't have to be afraid. What is the bracha of Shalom? Also, the bracha of Shalom is when every Shalom comes from the word Shalem, when everything is in totality, nothing is lacking, everything is one. The antithesis to Shalom is Machlekes. Shalom comes from the word Shalem, when everything is together and totality and perfect. Machlekes comes from the word chelik, which means an incomplete part. When it becomes chalokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his bracha of Sholem when everything will be together and everything will be perfect. And the Medrash and the Teiris Kanim bring here that this is the ultimate of the brachas, because this is what is known as the keli that's machzi kol ha-brachas. This brings all the brachas together into one keli and holds them all together. Without this, then all the brachas fall to the wayside and they're worthless. This is what the Medrash brings. Further it states in Pasuk Tes, "Ufanisi aleichem vifreisieschem v'irbeisieschem v'akim esies brisitchem." Ufanisi aleichem. Rashi says, "Efne mikol asokai l'shalem schorchom, I will turn to you," or "I will free myself from everything else to pay your reward." And then he says, as it states in the Teiris Kanim, what does it say in the Teiris Kanim? It says, Moshel lemadav deima lemelech shesochar peilim harbe. This is in Oshur Aleph. A melech, a king, he hired many, many workers. Vayisham peil echot, and there was one worker, Vasi imay melocha yomim harbe. One worker in particular worked far more than all of the other workers. He worked many, many days, while the others just did a little. Nichnasu apeilim little schorum, v'nichnasei apeilim ahem. The workers came to collect their wages, and this worker also came together with them. So the king said to this worker, to the worker that worked so hard in so many days, "Bini, my son, ipan lecho harubi malolu shos imi malocha moetes vani noisein lehem schar muat avlato chesh ben rav ani osid lach shevimoch." He said, "Let me tend to you later, because I don't want to pay you together with the others." Because all of the others, he said, they did very little work, and therefore their wages are very small. "You I will deal with specially, because your wages are so much." Kach chai Yisrael be'olam hazeh. So is it with Yisrael in this world. Mevakshim schor mifnei hamokom. They come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and they say, "Where's our wages? Schar mitzvah." And the nations of the world come to Hashem in this world and they say, Where's our wages? V'amekim mamokom amal lehem liYisrael, b'ni ipana lachem. Hashem says to Israel, "You stand aside. Say, let me not deal with you now." nations of the world did very little for me, so I'm going to pay them a small amount. But you have a great calculation coming. After I deal with all of them, then I will deal with you and make a great calculation with you. We have a klaus, chana mitzvah b'haya almaleko, that in this world you cannot have real schar mitzvah, because the reward for the mitzvahs are so great that this world cannot encompass it. Just like the king said, look, I cannot deal with you now because you're in a different league. What I'm dealing with now is not for you. I'm handing out small wages for your schar mitzvah in the next world. These are some of the biurim in the in Tishmuli, if you will listen to my mitzvahs, of the broches, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised Klal Yisrael of the broches, and we see that the broches that are set aside for Klal Yisrael, if it's in this world, or Yimei Samashiach, or afterwards, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his broches with a full hand, with a shlemus, that we should all be zeicher to and see. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.